Many of you know that right now, buy to let is completely dead. If you buy a house for £300,000 and rent it for a grand a month, not only are your rent barely going to cover your mortgage payments, but also, if your tenant doesn't pay rent, you can't get rid of them. Renters Reform Bill is scrapping Section 21, meaning that we're really going to struggle to evict tenants, and tenants are getting more and more rights, meaning that if they're not paying, you can't even ask them for leave. You need to wait months, then take them to court, which takes more months. Then it gets backlogged. It's a complete nightmare. Now, I've been saying for years that the answer to this is serviced accommodation, which is where you rent a property out, short stay lets. That way, the tenant is a guest. They don't have rights. They can stay in there, pay daily, and they can be there for a month, 2 months. If they stop paying rent, you just evict them immediately in the same way that a hotel would. On top of that, it's tax efficient and you're gonna get way more money. Problem. The problem is people are scared to do serviced accommodation because even though it's much easier having a guest than a tenant, and even though the guest doesn't have any rights, they're worried because they're thinking, will it work? What happens if I try it and it doesn't work? Well, then that's when you can do rent to serviced accommodation to try it out. Rent a property for £1,000 a month and rent it out for £3,000 a month. £1,000 will go on the rent, £1,000 will go on other expenses, and then £1,000 is left profit for you. And I think, but is that definitely going to work? So here's the thing. There is a new software. It's artificial intelligence. And it can work out. You can just type in a postcode what the average nightly rate is in that postcode for that type of property. This is a game changer. It will tell you how much you can charge. The AI technology software will also tell you what the average monthly occupancy is. It will also find rent-to-rent opportunities for you to call. This is a bit of a game changer. Now, I like this software so much, I have invested into the company, disclaimer, but I want to show you how to use it. And am I making myself redundant right now through AI? But you've been able to do all of this at your fingertips. Maybe I am. Let me show you how it works and you can decide. So firstly, how to find a potential rent-to-rent. So you can look for specific areas. I mean, this one's in Coventry. Look, it says the cash flow, that means the monthly profit, is £2,000 a month. That is absolutely insane. It's already fully furnished. It's a one-bed apartment. And you can see the average nightly occupancy is £186 a night. With occupancy of 70%, it will work out the gross rent that you'll be able to collect. 70% occupancy is £3,960, which means that your cash flow after all your fees, your council tax and bills at £540, your rent to the landlord, £825. Is that all they're asking? £825. And it's fully furnished. Wow. Your cash flow is saying is £2,001 per month. They're asking for a deposit of £952. It's saying you might need to spend about £5,000 dressing it up, which would mean your total cash in is £5,952 with your annual cash flow of £24,000 per year. That is a full-time salary right there from just one opportunity. Now, this is not a package deal. You can just contact these. How do you contact them? Well, it scrapes the internet. You can click through to Rightmove and Cloud9 Estates. Ring them up and use your amazing rent-to-rent scripts that you learned from me if you're a student, and you can just ring up and see if you can get that as a deal. Now, you might be thinking, but Samuel, is it definitely going to work though? Are there any other people in the area? What's going on? Well, that's where the next level of AI comes in. I mean, firstly, look, we can see the 764,000 opportunities here. And these are all deal types. If we just go rent to SA, because we can look for flips, HMOs, whatever we want to look for. Rent to SA. Okay, so there are now 29,000 deals. And you can search specifically in your area. So you could go, I want to look in Windsor. And then bang, 34 opportunities right now. This one's saying £1,990 per month cash flow. Here's the property. Gives you the figures. What's the market doing in this area? What are the other properties doing in Windsor on serviced accommodation? Well, here's what we can do. We know where it is. We can see the full address right here, 12A High Street, Windsor. So we can now go to market research tab. We can search in Windsor. And this is now going to pull up the average occupancy in Windsor generally. So it's saying generally it's 64.6%. Okay, now this is really where we get specific. The average daily rate is £184 per night, meaning the average revenue is just £87 per night. But now we can really get specific because we can scroll down and we can see every serviced accommodation scraped from the internet in Windsor. We can find like for likes and we can see, okay, well, how much is this one getting? Okay, well, this one's getting £207 per night. That's very high. Average occupancy, 70%. This one looks pretty basic. £307 at an 80% occupancy rate. That's bringing in £87,000 a year revenue. Not, oh, it might, it's predicted to. It is. That is. We can use AI. This software, okay, Deal Sourcer, that's the name of the software, has literally scraped all the maps. It's scraped all the data and the behind the back, and it works out what it's getting. So where was Az? Well, Az was on the high street, wasn't it? So the high street should be somewhere up around here. How do we find it? Well, we can go to the map. So this is our property. We're in the high street. This is Park Street, and it's just up on the left, okay? So if we go on the other properties, so where's Park Street? Here's Park Street. So our property's just here. But look, there's all these other properties literally in the same street, so we can click on them. Okay, how's that one doing? So this one rents out for £237 a night at a 60% occupancy. It brings in 50 grand a year. Okay, fine. This one, we can look at them. This one, again, 52 grand a year. This one, we can look at the ads. This one, that's not the actual building. It's next to the castle. It's in Windsor. So these four properties, we can look at them. We can look at the ads. We can study them. We can see how much they're getting, see what their occupancy rate is. And then we can go, okay, well, our property is here, isn't it? In fact, there's loads in Windsor. But this property, how much are they wanting for it? Well, they're just wanting 1,500. 1,500. Is it furnished? Long-term, part furnished. So it's part furnished already. How much is that going to rent out for? Well, we can know by looking at the others and comparing like for likes. It's brought up loads of properties that it thinks will work for service accommodation. So this one, it reckons you can get £235 a night at a 70% occupancy rate, but you can compare it. Look at the pictures, look at the location, compare it. And on that basis, it's saying the gross rent's £5,000. £5,000 a month through service accommodation. No rights. Or you could maybe go, you know what, I don't want to do rent to rent. I want to buy a property. Okay, let's have a look. Buy to lets. So buy to lets. If we want to buy something in Windsor, or we might want to buy something anywhere. We might want to buy something in Liverpool or Manchester. We're going to get rid of auctions. You can't do that on Rightmove, by the way. On Rightmove, you cannot get rid of auction properties. It's an absolute pain in the bum. Let's get rid of a bunch of these. Now, we'll keep leasehold. We want to see the flats. So a property like this, two-bed flat, it's saying it's going to give us a return on investment, a yield. We can click on open in analyzer. And we can see if we buy it for 150, it knows the square meter. It knows everything. The mortgage is going to be 112, 75% mortgage. That means we're going to be paying around about interest rates at 5%, which is pretty high. We'll be paying £468 per month on the mortgage. It knows what the rent is. The rent is 1,300. How does it know? Because it just compares all the other properties using artificial intelligence. This is making my life so, so easy. So it's saying the return on investment is 14%. That's not bad, 14%. But would this work as serviced accommodation? Well, we can find out because we've got the full address. M16NG Manchester. So it's Manchester City, M1. We can go through. We can check the property is still available. We can look. It's on Rightmove. It's probably available, but it just saves us so much time. Look where it is. So it's right back smack bang in the middle of Manchester. I've got properties in Manchester doing serviced accommodation. Hotel. But how's the serviced accommodation properties doing? Well, let's find out. Let's go to Manchester. Okay, the average in Manchester is £191 per night with 66.8% occupancy. And now we can click through and we can find a like for like within that part of Manchester where we are. So we are around here. So let's have a look at these. So that one, £207 a night. Very nice though, isn't it? There we go. Because it's so nice, look, it's getting a 90% occupancy rate, which means it's getting £65,000 revenue per year, that one. That is very nice though. Let's see what else we got. This one, 91 grand a year. That's what it's, and that's just a 50% occupancy. People are paying £432 per night for that, and it's 50% occupied. So we can look at all these. This one's a house, 400. Wow, this is just, Manchester is just crazy. Okay, 93 grand a year. Why is anyone renting their property out as normal AST contracts to tenants with the Renters Reform Bill messing you up and the opportunity for service accommodation? It doesn't make any sense. So that's Manchester. We can see how high the occupancy is. So now let's find, we already have this property. How much would this rent out? Well, if we find like for likes, it's got 12 photos. Okay, this one's, it's all right, isn't it? You could buy this house for 150 grand. And by the way, it reckons, it found this one, because look, it says that it thinks it's 24% below market value on the basis that this property is worth 186. It scrapes the internet. It knows, AI knows everything that's on the internet, doesn't it? So what it does is, this knows everything that's on the internet for the in the property world, deal sourcer. Like, this is changing lives right now. Look, these are all the properties that have sold in the area. This one sold 220. Let's have a look at it. BAP. That sold for 220. Okay, a couple years ago in Manchester. That sold for 250. Two bed flat. This sold for 250. This one looks nice though, inside. They've done it up. 250. This one, 250. This looks a bit average, doesn't it? So this sold for 250. Look, a little flat, 250. Sold, 2023, back end, 250. And then as, 150. What's going on? Is there something wrong with it? Maybe there is. Let's have a little look. Let's see if maybe it's a short lease. Maybe a motivated seller. Let's find out. So it's saying that it's renting out right now for $15,000 a year, which is not bad. But could we get 50? Well, looking at the market, maybe we could. So if you're a deal sourcer or if you're an investor, I think you need this AI in your life. Now, here's the great part, okay? Not only can it find purchase lease options in negative equity, HMOs, it can work out the refurb cost. It's got an article form, map and checker. Everything is here. But also, the best part is you can get access to this software right now completely for free because I'm a director now. Okay, or a shareholder, I should say. I've invested in shares into this company, and as a result, I've managed to get the owner of the company to give a free trial to everybody right now. So if you're a YouTube subscriber and you want to get access to this software, I'm going to leave a link in the description where you can sign up, free trial. Just make sure you cancel within the 7 days if you don't want to stop paying. Otherwise, it will start taking money out of your account. But you can get access for free. You can cancel it anytime. Use it. Find all the deals. Cancel it. Or if you're like me, you don't want to cancel it, you can keep it forever. Do you need this to be a property investor or an entrepreneur? No, you don't need it. But is it going to save you hundreds of hours? Absolutely yes. And once you've used Deal Sourcer, you'll never use Rightmove again. Get the free trial in the link, and I can't wait for you to experience this because I think you're going to love it like I do.